Let's ask for the Lord's help as we come to worship Him this morning. Come, Lord Jesus, our holy God and long-awaited Savior, the righteous branch of Jesse, the Prince of Peace, the suffering servant, the light of the world, bread from heaven and living water, and the Word made flesh who dwelt among us. Make your presence known to us now and show us your glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. O Christ, our prophet, declare to us your grace and mercy. Teach us the will of God. Confront us in our ignorance and call us by your Spirit unto yourself. Minister to us by your word and plant it deep within our hearts. O Christ, our priest, teach us to rest in your full atonement that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Grant us mercy in our weakness. Intercede for us and present our offerings of worship as holy before our Holy Father. Lead us in worship, giving us words to speak and words to sing. O Christ, our King, rule and reign over us. Subdue us to yourself that we might trust and obey you. Crush our rebel hearts that we may honor you as Lord. Guard us and protect us from all evil and lead us in paths of righteousness. Lord Jesus, hear us now as we pray the way you taught us to pray, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This morning for the service of worship, we will alternate between scripture readings or lessons and singing songs of praise. The first lesson is Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Hear now God's holy word. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, Did God actually say, You shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, Where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. He said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate. Then the Lord God said to the woman, What is this that you have done? And the woman said, The serpent deceived me, and I ate. The Lord God said to the serpent, Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock, and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. And he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
Friends, let's stand and sing to our great God, hymn number 194.
Our second lesson this morning comes from the book of Isaiah. If you're visiting this morning, we are going through a wonderful series through the prophet Isaiah. Please come back to hear the exposition of God's word. Beginning in Isaiah 7:10, our second lesson. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way of the sea and the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with the joy at harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness. From this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Amen.
Let's stand and sing together hymn number 195.
Thank you. The third lesson foretells the birth of Jesus. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has conceived a son. And this is in the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste to the hill country and to a town in Judea. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked at the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped the servant of Israel in remembrance of his mercy as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever."
At this time, if the men would please come forward to collect the morning offering as a public act of worship, and if our chapel choir would please come forward and get into place. Again, if you're visiting with us this morning, we are glad you're here. We welcome you to this special annual service of lessons and carols. I would like to just point out to everybody, there's a special gift table in the narthex as you leave, and these devotional booklets are free to take if you would just agree to read it. That's all we ask. These are great Advent devotionals. That's a gift to everyone. Also, if you're visiting with us today and you'd like to fill out a visitor card located in each pew, we'd love to send you another gift by mail and some more information about our fellowship. The Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich." Drew Bell, would you lead us in prayer, please, sir?
The fourth lesson this morning is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
Let's stand and sing together hymn number 214.
Thank you. The fifth lesson is the birth of Jesus Christ. Luke 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angel went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Thank you.
Let's stand and sing to our God, hymn number 213.
Reading from the book of Matthew, beginning with chapter two. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.
Friends, let's stand and sing together hymn number 208.
Thank you.
please be seated. Our final lesson this morning comes from the Gospel according to John, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was the life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." One of the things that Christmas reminds us of is that the gift that we need the most in life is not one that will be wrapped with pretty paper under the tree on Christmas Day, as fun as those are. But the gift we need most in life is wrapped in swaddling cloths. Jesus is presented to us as the greatest gift to humanity. Verse 12 of John's Gospel says, "To all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." John tells us that those who receive Jesus, those who believe in Jesus, those who trust in Jesus, trust in his name, are given something far greater than all the fun presents at Christmas time and the family time and the food at Christmas time, far greater than seasonal cheer. He gives you the very right to become a child of God. That's something you don't earn. You simply open your hands and receive it as a gift in faith. I'm looking at these young children this morning singing in the chapel choir, and I imagine them on Christmas morning, there will probably be gifts under the tree with their names on them. And it's hard for me to imagine these young children hesitating to open presents with their name on it. The gift is theirs, but come Christmas morning, they have to receive it. It's the same thing with Jesus Christ. Jesus did not come just to inspire us. Jesus came into this world to adopt us, to bring us into his family, to bring us into God's family with all of its security, with all of its love, with all of its forgiveness, and that's for all of eternity, a home for eternity. That's what Jesus Christ offers us as a gift that we do not receive, that we do not deserve, but we must receive. And I pray that this Christmas, all of our hearts would be lost in the wonder of Jesus Christ, in this idea that we truly belong to God through Christ through all of eternity. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, the light who entered into our darkness, and the Savior who calls us your children. Father, we ask that you would help us to receive this gift with humble and trusting hearts. I pray that the wonder of your love would shape our days, shape our homes, shape our celebrations this Advent and Christmas season. And I pray that the joy of belonging to you would give us peace and courage and hope. Father, we ask that you would draw us closer to Christ this Christmas, that you would make us reflections of his grace, his mercy, and his light, in a weary and dark world. And we pray these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Friends, would you please stand for the benediction? May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ go with you this day and forevermore. Amen.